You are literally wetting your pants here.
Why
Ellie?
Am I wetting my pants?
With excitement.
Yeah, of course, with excitement. I was going to say, bit of an overshare. That's not usually the way we get into interviews with important guests. One of the most anticipated and speculated about coaching appointments in a very long time. The Queensland State of Origin coach was announced yesterday. And joining us right now is Paul Gregory Green. Good morning, Paul.
Morning. How are you?
We're fantastic, thank you.
I'm putting it out there right now, Paul. I'm an avid Blues supporter, and that will be the colour of our chat, okay?
No worries. Well, thanks for having me, and I'll talk to you later.
See you later. Beep, beep, beep. No, look, just so as you know, Bilko, he's not really that sporty, are you, Bilks?
I'm not, but when it comes to State of Origin, you've got to pick a side, and you've got to, you know, if you're going to go somewhere, you've got to go and, you know, turn up and chant. The trouble is every time I host an event for a State of Origin, I end up with beer on me or someone nicks my cap or my Guernsey. So I end up with, you know, my Blues Guernsey being desecrated, Paul. So you should be happy about that.
Can I ask why you're a Blues? Are you from down there?
I am. And I did attempt to play league ages ago in primary school, but once I got myself hurt, I was done. I'm a wuss.
You know, back in the old days when Origin was at the old Lang Park, anyone who wore a Blues jersey, they'd run along down the bottom near the fence and everyone would just pelt them with cans.
That's right.
Well, that happens when I go out to certain venues around here.
We could bring that back. We could bring that back this year. Now, Bilko, he blows up about the whole Queensland spirit. Can you set him straight, please? He doesn't understand.
But the thing is, that's why we win. They never do. They just don't get it. So I'm not even going to attempt.
Oh, there you go. That's probably a very good
I should say congratulations, though, Paul. We have a great adversary now, so and a legend in his own right. So let's just say, because you know what? I have been a Cowboy supporter. I'm happy to say that. So I just think of you as the ex-Cowboy dude, and I respect you for that. How's that?
Oh, that sounds good. Okay. You're not that bad then if you support the Cowboys. So thanks very much.
Now, you have obviously achieved a lot throughout your career. You've played for Queensland. You've played for many NRL clubs. You've coached the Cowboys to victories. Is this... Well, how do you feel about being appointed?
Yeah, I'm humbled, privileged, excited, all at the same time. So it's something I've always sort of aspired to, but it's not exactly a job that you can really plan out either. Like, if the planets line up and the timing's right, then, you know, you're lucky enough to get an opportunity. And so for me, I'm really pumped that that's been, you know, offered me now. So I'm in a position where I don't have other coaching commitments. I can focus solely on the Origin series this year, which is
good. Can I ask you, Paul, when you heard rumblings about maybe you might be approached, how did it make you feel?
Yeah, I look obviously excited. And it's been a bit of a process. We've been having a few conversations since probably the end of last year, and we all know what happened last year in the Origin series. It was a bit of an anomaly, but just wanted them to get a win. So, yeah, just pleased we've got to the outcome we did, and I'm really happy to get the opportunity.
Yeah, well, Wayne pretty much did pull off a miracle last year. Now, you've got a long-standing relationship with him. Do coaches ever consult their predecessors? I mean, would you catch up over a beer and say, now, listen, what's doing? Give me some tips.
No, well, Wayne doesn't drink, so we never catch up over a beer. it's funny. Yeah, it's a bit weird amongst the coaches. Like, when COVID hit, for example, so all the game got paused. And coaches were having regular sort of Zoom meetings like the rest of the world at the time. And there were some really good discussions going on there. Like, all the coaches were working together to try and get the game back on and, you know, work out how we could best manage it. But then as soon as the game started, that was it. We stopped talking to each other again and it was back to normal.
So, just back to the old stink eye from across the field.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, any hints as to your support staff? I mean, there's a lot of rumours around the Winner Manly area where we both grew up and went to high school together that you're going to pull out some of those old players from back in your... What year did you win for Winner Manly? What year was that?
It was actually 11 and 12.
11 and 12 when you were coaching them. I mean, are you going to pull some of that staff back into this team?
Well, I'm thinking one of my good mates, Shane Yeo, was the manager of the Colts back there, so he did an excellent job for a number of years. So yep. I'll be giving Yoey a phone call to see what he's up to.
Oh my god! I was going to say,
is that what recruiting's
loose unit,
like?
Loose unit.
Are you able to pick from anyone you particularly like, Paul, from around the state? I mean, what sort of level of football do they have to be playing at to be considered? They got to go first grade, or can it be reserved somewhere?
Oh no! Look, you need to. You know, the State of Origin is probably the ultimate test. Oh, well, look, coaching an NRL season is a real challenge in itself, but it's different. It's a season long, so your focus for Origin is a little bit different, a bit more short term. So my point is, it's, you know, it's probably the toughest games to play, so you need the best people around. So that's what I'll be doing over the next couple of weeks, looking at the setup and trying to assemble the best team, coaching and support team possible to give us the best chance to win.
Yeah, well, I would imagine it is a bit different to other jobs where the new GM comes in. I mean, there's no way he would just punt everyone out of the organisation. But I guess with a job like this, you kind of can do that. Is that right?
Well, in footy, the head coach kind of does have his own sort of team. Sometimes some people sort of stay with an organisation once the head coach leaves, but it's not uncommon for, you know, once the coach goes, that all the staff go with him as well. So, yeah, it's a bit different from that respect. It's not like too many other industries.
Well, we played a lot of touch football together back in the day in Mix, so surely okay. I can get a Guernsey.
I'll just leave that with me. I'll get back to you.
Yeah, very diplomatic.
Now,
very
before
diplomatic
we
call.
Let you go, I think you're going to set Bill Coe straight on this. He said to me yesterday when we were talking about your appointment, he said, oh, geez, that'd be an easy gig, wouldn't it? It'd be about 2 months' work, if that.
Yeah, no, easy. State of Origin, just you're playing against the best players and the best coaches. So, yeah, I mean, all you got to do is turn up.
I suppose that's the thing. When you're in the crowd, you think, you know, we all sit there and criticise and go, you could have done this, you could have done that, not realising that, you know, you are planning now for matches in the middle of the year.
Yeah, and you don't know what your team is either. So, yeah, it's got its challenges, but that's what I'm looking forward to. It should be exciting.
Well, congratulations. We couldn't be more ecstatic for you.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Can and I we'll just get say, you Paul? Back before Origin, yeah. No doubt, just to give it to Bilko when we absolutely kick their ass 3-0.
Oh, we're going to do some sort of competition. But, Paul, congratulations. And can I just say, I apologise to my Blues supporters, but because you're here, Paul, go the Maroons, okay?
Don't worry, I won't tell anyone.
I was going to say, and there's the Blues spirit in one fell swoop. You will never hear those words coming from my mouth. Thanks, Paul.